Hello everyone, welcome back to This Day's End with Saj podcast. It is I, your host, Sajida Dahlia, and today we are going to be talking about being judgmental and how it deters personal growth. It's 2024, guys. Happy New Year. I hope you guys enjoyed your break. I enjoyed my break too much, in fact, that I've been putting off this episode. I've had the topic in my mind, and just to record it has been the problem. And I think one of the main factors that was discouraging me was the fact that my microphone is still not working. I have no idea what is wrong with it. But then I'm charging it again today to see whether it's going to work later on. I don't know why charging it seems like that's the solution to my problem. But then hopefully it's going to start working properly. Throughout last week, I've been on wedding guest mode. I've been going to weddings. Okay, not weddings. I went to a particular wedding, but then four different events, I think. It started on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I was going back to back to back to back for 4 days. And guys, it was so crazy, but then it was so fun because I love weddings. Weddings are so nice. Some people don't like weddings, and I just don't get it, because I like weddings because they are just nice and fun and everyone is happy. It's like a happy place for everyone, so it's just nice. On the last episode, I spoke about us focusing more on giving back this year, because last year we spoke about gratitude a lot. So maybe this month and the next month, that's February, we're going to talk about giving back. I want you guys to take your time to go through social media, because there are a lot of people that you need and they're posted on social media. Go through it, find the one, maybe a charity that speaks more to you. You can donate, it can be as little as 100 naira, to be honest. There's been a tweet going around on Twitter, X, about there has been a family, they were kidnapped, all the daughters and the father, I think, but I think he was released. And everyone on Twitter has been trying to raise money for ransom. So everyone has been donating 100 naira. You can start from there. It's as little as 100 naira. Imagine if 1 million people donated 100 naira. Do the math, that's a lot of money. So that is what has been going on Twitter, and that's basically everyone giving back, trying to help these people, because 60M is a large amount of money, and the kidnappers even have mind to give you like a time period that if you don't bring the money within this time frame, this and this is going to happen. You guys should just keep praying, because prayer is what saves people from a lot of things like this. So anyways, guys, try your best to give back. It can be literally giving money to a beggar on the street, or I saw a lady on TikTok that buys food for her Uber driver. I'm not telling you to buy food for Uber driver, but then that's also a nice gesture. You can literally do anything. You can buy pure water and do sadaqah with it. Sadaqah is charity. You can give it out to people on the street that like homeless and thirsty. Just the little things to give back, and it shows appreciation for the things that you have. All right, guys, let's get on with the topic, being judgmental and how it deters personal growth. So I have written down some ways by which being judgmental can hinder personal development. And we're going to start with limited self-reflection. As a person, you shouldn't always be in someone's business. You shouldn't always be looking at what someone is doing and always talking about it like, oh my gosh, did you see what she did today? Oh my gosh, did you see what she wore today? Oh my gosh, did you see how she was moving, what she was doing? Instead of you to be examining your own behavior and attitude, you shift your focus into criticizing other people. When your self-reflection is limited, it decreases your self-awareness. You can't understand yourself on a deeper level, because rather than exploring your values, your beliefs, your strengths and weaknesses, and areas that need improvement in your life, you're taking all that energy into someone else's life. you're more bothered about what another person is doing than what you are doing and how it is affecting your life. And sometimes you'd be wondering why some things are not clear in your life or why you're lagging in some aspects. It's because you have misplaced priorities. Self-reflection is very important. It's a very powerful tool in your personal development. And when you lose that, or when it is limited, you're just going to crash and you're going to fail. Because that means you lack that ability to keep yourself in check, to actually be able to correct your own mistakes. You need other people to be cautioning out or to be calling out what you're doing wrong. You can't even see that for your own self. I know we're all not perfect. We've maybe once or twice in our life, or maybe multiple times in our lives, we've fallen prey to being judgmental. Most people will not look at it as a serious issue because they might not be able to see how it is affecting them and their growth. But then to some people, it's a serious issue that they try to correct. I know sometimes it's not intentional. It's a cultural thing. We've grown up seeing people being judgmental to one another. And that is not fine. It's not okay. And it's something as a community we should try to correct. It's not healthy. It's not nice. We need to learn to mind our own business. Focus on yourself. Put all that energy into making yourself better. Because as long as whatever the person is doing is not affecting your health, your income, or anything that is going on in your life, I don't see a reason why you should be book-nosing into their matter. Okay, the next one I'm going to talk about is missed learning opportunities. This also has to do with being closed-minded. When you're someone that is too quick to judge people, you're most likely going to miss some opportunities to learn and grow from people. Because you're quick to put them in a box, maybe from what you've heard or maybe what you've seen, and you're quick to categorize them without fully understanding their perspectives or their backgrounds. And yet again, you miss out on an opportunity to learn something new. This also has to do with when you feel like you are better than someone. Maybe it's a situation whereby you find them engaging in something that you know yourself can never participate in, and then you look down on them, and then maybe you eventually do have a conversation with them, or maybe let's say an argument, and you might come off wrong in some instance, but then because you see them in a certain type of way and you don't want to feel like the loser in the argument, then you dismiss everything they have to say because you just feel like you're better than them. And honestly, that's just a very terrible way to live your life. It's a very terrible way to think. You might see someone engaging in something that you might never find yourself doing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're better than them. They might be doing more good than you are doing. That thing you're doing, that judging people thing you're doing, might most likely be far worse than what it is you're looking at them do that you might never involve yourself in. I want you guys to remember that every interaction you have with anyone and every experience you go through is an opportunity for you to learn and grow. There was an Instagram post I once saw of one of my family members. So he met someone. I think he wanted to give the guy a job or something. All this mini labor. I don't know. Just small work, you know, how could to do for you. Then the guy came. I think he had tattoos. He had eyeliner and everything. And all these things. So normally when you see someone like that, you think, oh my gosh, this person is bad or something like that. Then the guy told him, my cousin, he told him to recite a particular surah in the Quran, and if he does it very well, that he'll give him the job. You guys, this guy did it offhand? But he memorized the surah, apparently. So he read it, and his voice was so beautiful, and his tajweed was amazing. I'm not an expert in tajweed, but from what I heard, it was amazing. And imagine you didn't know this person and you saw them, you would be like, when you just look at them like, ah, this person memorized the Quran, never. But then he actually has memorized the Quran, but then because of his appearance, you're like quick to judge him and look at him like, look at this person. So I hope I'm passing this message across. And for those of you that are not Muslim that might not have gotten my example too well, let me give you another example. So you know how people in Nigeria associate having a septum piercing with being wayward and being a lost child, but then they haven't gotten to know you, the kind of person you are. Maybe you're a very prayerful person, you're very kind, you're not even the type of person to involve yourself in anything bad or so. And then they just look at you and they judge you like, oh my gosh, this person must be so wayward. That's another example of being judgmental. And there's probably a high chance you could have learned something from that person. Maybe the person is like super smart and you guys are in the same class. You could have learned a lot from the person and that person could have helped you pass. But because you chose to judge them and not associate with them because you saw them and you chose to assume the kind of person they are, you missed out on an opportunity to learn and grow. All right, now let's get on to the next one. The next one is stagnation. When you have a judgmental mindset, it can lead to complacency. For those of you that do not know what complacency is, I'm going to define it for you guys now. Complacency is a feeling of smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself or one's achievements. This is very similar to when I spoke about limiting self-reflection. So basically stagnation when you're in one place. When you're someone who believes they have all the answers or they are superior to others, it can lead to less motivation to seek personal improvement or acquire new skills. So you're stuck in one place and you're not growing because you've limited your self-reflection. Everything is just joint. Everything goes hand in hand when it comes to being judgmental and how it affects your personal growth. So I hope you get what I'm saying. Everything is joint one way or another. So I'm not going to dwell too much on stagnation. I'm going to go ahead to the next one, which is fear of failure. It's so funny how you can judge someone and also be scared of being judged at the same time. I realize that the moment you stop judging people is when you stop caring whether people judge you or not. So fear of failure, when you're very judgmental, you become afraid of making mistakes or taking risks because you're afraid of how people perceive you or what people are going to say about you. You have that fear of being judged negatively and it can lead to so many things. It may lead to you becoming reluctant to step outside your comfort zone. And stepping outside your comfort zone is very essential for your personal growth. I think I spoke about this sometime in one of the episodes. I spoke about you being uncomfortable. Sometimes you need to be uncomfortable because if you become too comfortable in the place you are, there's nothing left to push you to grow and be better. So sometimes you have to be uncomfortable, and stepping out of your comfort zone is uncomfortable for a lot of people, and it is one of the factors of personal growth, stepping out of your comfort zone. So if you're too judgmental and you develop this fear of being judged by others, you won't be able to step out of your comfort zone because you're scared, and it deters your personal growth. That's all I'm going to talk about on this episode. I don't really want the episode to be too long, so I'm just going to round up now. Okay, before I round up, I have one more thing to say. We've all fallen prey to being judgmental maybe once or twice or multiple times in our lifetime. And this episode is here to help both you and I to become better people and to fix that. If you're someone that feels or knows that you're someone that you're a bit judgmental, I want you to look into your life properly and see where is all that judgmental energy coming from and how can you reduce it. Don't get me wrong, it's okay to form opinions. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. But then, when that opinion of yours that you've created is pushed into a false narrative of how you see someone, a false narrative of someone, and then you start to, and it creates a hostile environment, and you give off this kind of energy and expressions towards that person, or maybe you talk about it, in fact, you look at this person and you whisper like, oh my gosh, this person is so this, so that. That is when it becomes a problem, and that is when you have to do a lot of work to fix that. So guys, to foster personal growth, it is very important that we cultivate qualities like open-mindedness, empathy, and self-awareness. The only way you can create an environment that is conducive to personal development is when you're willing to embrace a mindset of continuous learning, when you're open to feedback, and when you practice self-compassion. I want you guys to break free from judgmental attitudes today and just watch how you're able to explore new possibilities, how you're going to start learning from experiences. And in fact, you might make a friend or two in the process. That person you've been judging all along could actually be your soulmate. You know, you have soulmates in form of friends. Yeah, that person could be your soulmate. But then because you've built this false narrative in your head about them, it's not happening. It's just like how majority of the people that have approached me later on in life, from when they first like saw me or got to know about me, they'd be like, oh my gosh, the first time I saw you, I thought you were like mean. I'm like, you didn't even speak to me. And you're already assuming that I'm a mean person. But then anyhow, now I'm friends with a lot of them. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you guys. And I hope you guys are working on your 2024 goals. I'm already working on them. Today I went to school and I had, what course was it? Strength of Materials, I think. And today's class was really nice because not a lot of people came and the calculations were easy and it was just fun. And that's one of my 2024 goals, to be more present and active in my classes. I'm present and active in my classes, but then because there are a lot of people, especially boys, there are a lot of boys in my class, I'm not really present and active. I'm present, but not really active in the classes. So 2024, I'm striving to be more active in the classes, speak more and engage more with our lecturers and whatnot. Anyways, guys, I hope you have a nice weekend because this episode is going to come out on Friday. Meanwhile, it was meant to come on Wednesday or Thursday. Iman has been pushing me. You guys should thank Iman because she's the reason why I'm recording this episode today. If not, I would have extended it till next week. Anyways, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And don't forget to give back. Don't forget to donate, even if it's as little as 15 naira. It's something. It's honestly something. That 15 naira can be little to you, but to someone, it is something big. All right, then I'm going to say bye because this episode is getting longer. Bye, everyone.